It's time to check in on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline with Teddy Nichol. She's a reporter for the Milwaukee Business Journal. And Teddy, there is a lot going on around Fiserv Forum as they are preparing for the RNC happening in just a little over a month.
Yeah, so about 6 weeks out, so earlier this week, a Republican National Committee kind of took control of Fiserv Forum and began moving in contractors and subcontractors. There's all kind of tradesman activity buzzing around. They're inside the arena. They're getting ready to construct the stage. They revealed renderings this week of what it's actually going to look like inside the arena. And there's lots of activity outside the arena as well as they prepare various parking lots for buses and things like that. So I think we'll just continue to see a flurry of activity in that area of town up until the convention.
I know you published the photo of the rendering in the Milwaukee Business Journal, and it is really dramatic.
It is, yes. There's large pillars, a lot of red, white, and blue, large LED screens. And that's because it'll be, you know, for the audience within the arena, but also they're really targeting the televised audience as well. So it's very bold and kind of designed for that televised production of the convention.
Now, there's things going on outside the arena as well.
Yeah, you know, actually unrelated, next to the arena is where the FPC Live Entertainment venue is going to be going. And they have recently started construction on that as well, right around the time of this RNC construction. So they're starting that as well. So some of what you're seeing might be for that FPC Live Entertainment venue. They're actually going to pause their construction of that for about 2 weeks around the convention, and they're going to use that gravel lot just south of Fiserv Forum for media trucks and other things related to the convention. But yeah, that's kind of just adding to the activity we're seeing in that area.
Now, there's other construction going on throughout the city. And near Downer Avenue, there's a new apartment building with an interesting backstory. Tell us one of the people who's behind that one.
Sure. So we're talking about Downer Avenue, obviously a very popular thoroughfare right near Cafe Hollander. There is a church, St. Mark's Episcopal Church, and the developers of this new apartment building partnered with this church in what was kind of a win-win situation. So the church wanted to build a new building for a church, you know, kind of a gathering space, and they had excess land on their property. And so they worked out an agreement with the developer to have the church sell some land to make room for the apartments, and then they were able to use those proceeds to build this new structure for the church. The apartments recently finished up. People started moving in on June 1st. And there's some big names behind the apartments. The developers are Pat Connaughton's firm, the Milwaukee Bucks player. He partnered with Michael DeMichel, who is the owner of Loopy and Iris, the popular downtown restaurant. So some interesting partnerships all around that kind of made this new building come to life.
What are the rents going to be for that particular apartment? Do you know?
So these are market rate, and so they will range from about $1,500, a little more than $1,500 for a studio apartment, and a little over $2,800 for a two-bedroom.
And what kind of amenities does the building have?
Yeah, I mean, these days, amenities are key. All these apartment amenities have, and this one does as well, a fitness center, a community room, you know, where there's a shared kitchen that people can use. This will have underground parking, which is a great perk, obviously, in Wisconsin for the winters, a pet washing station, and then there'll be an outdoor patio as well that will have a small dog area for dogs to run around.
I want to live somewhere with a pet washing station.
Right? So you know, to wrangle your dog into the bathtub?
Oh, never works for me. All right, finally, and this is not as upbeat of a story, and that is
unfortunately,
there are a number of layoffs in the area. What's going on, and what are some of the companies that are sadly saying goodbye to some of their employees?
Yeah, a lot of them are in the manufacturing sector. So we have Strauss Brands, which is a family-owned meatpacking company. They're laying off 70 people in Franklin because they're relocating their production of grass-fed beef to a facility in Illinois that's a little more upgraded. Douglas Dynamics, which makes snow plows, they're laying off. They haven't specified the number of people, but they're laying off people at a Milwaukee plant, and they've been hurt by low snowfall in the past 2 years. BRP, which is a company that makes boats, is laying off nearly 300 people at its Sturtevant plant, and they've said that they're seeing softening consumer demand for boats, you know, pontoon boats, mm-hmm. jet skis, and things like that. And then Goodwill Industries, this is one not necessarily a manufacturer, but they have a commercial laundry facility in Milwaukee, and they are closing down that part of their business, laying off 136 people.
Let me ask you about the Goodwill layoffs, because so many of their employees are people with disabilities. Are they going to be completely without jobs, or are they trying to place them in other positions?
Yeah, that's a good question. Goodwill Industries of Southeast Wisconsin has other business lines. I mean, people are familiar, obviously, with the Goodwill store. So I would imagine that they would be trying to place some of these employees at some other Goodwill properties. They're keeping their retail stores open. So hopefully that would be the case.
Yeah. Well, again, we feel for all of those people who are losing their jobs, and hopefully they'll be able to find other ones. But it's an interesting signal for the economy, I would think.
Yeah. Yeah. And just to add on the Goodwill Industries, they really work as a workforce development organization. And so, yeah, they have said that they're working to kind of work with those employees and find other options for them.
Glad to hear it. Teddy Nykl from the Milwaukee Business Journal. It's always great to have you here.
Thanks, Libby.